Hello and welcome to day 18 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. And today we are still in the garden looking at Jesus's prayer to the Father shortly before his arrest and crucifixion, but ultimately his resurrection. And so let's pick it up. Luke chapter 22 verse 44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." It was such intense prayer that it says that there was a sweat that was like drops of blood, or was drops of blood. And there are different translations there, different opinions there. I tend to think that literally there was blood in his sweat. This is a medical condition known as hematidrosis. So this is something that certainly could have happened. And either way, I think it's important to understand that Jesus, though he was still God, came in the form of man, which means that he also felt pain and hurt and sadness and temptation. And in this moment, as he's really just absorbing the knowing what's coming before him, knowing that he's going to go to the cross and take upon himself the wrath of his heavenly Father upon himself on that cross for the sins of all of mankind, past, present, and future, that he was overwhelmed with sorrow. And I don't know about you, but I love to be able to see Jesus in these moments, because you and I, we're not immune to sorrow in our lives. Ecclesiastes says there is a season for everything, right? A time to laugh, but also a time to weep. This side of heaven, pain is part of our story. And we learn a valuable lesson from Jesus here, that as he was feeling those moments, it says that as he was in this agony, it says that he prayed more earnestly. And it gives us a great tip for today. The greater the pain, the more earnest we pray. The greater the pain, the more earnest we pray. When we are going through suffering, trials, pain in our life, there are many things that will help. We can take comfort from God's word, certainly. The Bible says, David said, that it revives the soul. We can talk to others. We can get counseling to navigate our pain, which is all very important. There are a number of things, but one of the most important things is to fall to our knees in prayer and just cry out to the Father. And whether you feel like it or not, he does. I mean, in that moment of pain and hurt, he loves you beyond what anyone else could love you. Anyone else could love you. And he feels your pain. And scripture says that we have a high priest. In Hebrews, it says we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. He understands, as our high priest, that sorrow. He experienced that sorrow in the garden. And so that's our prayer tip for today. If you're going through some pain, some heartache, the more you hurt, the more earnestly you pray. And I hope that helps you as you're going through some difficult times in your life. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this example that Jesus has set for us. The greater the pain, the more earnestly we pray. Father, you are ultimately the one that we bring our burdens to. It helps to have friends in our lives who are praying for us, supporting us. But ultimately, pain can really increase our intensity in prayer, which in turn can also bring healing in our lives and even have joy amidst the pain in our life. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're almost done on our journey together. I'm so glad that you've been on this journey with me. Tomorrow, day 19 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.